Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Transit shakeups this morning in the wake of poor performance for the T and commuter rail this winter. The head of the company that runs the commuter rail, Thomas Mulligan, is stepping down. His deputy at the company, Keolis, will take over. And at the MBTA, it's been announced that State Highway Administrator Frank DiPola will take over as the interim GM, taking the post in April when the current general manager, Beverly Scott, steps down. To talk about the challenges ahead for him, Frank DiPola is on the line now. Good morning, Frank, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for having me on.
Let me ask you, what's your goal short-term in this new job?
The short-term goal is restore service, restore the public confidence in the MBTA, and then primarily get the MBTA ready for next winter so that when the new general manager is found and hired, he or she does not have to be concerned about the MBTA's ability to run going into next winter.
I got to ask you, as you take on this new job, how are you feeling about it? Is it something you sought out?
To a degree, yes. I mean, I think in order for this to be addressed quickly, I mean, we really don't have a lot of time between now and, say, next December. Someone had to come in who was familiar with the T, familiar with the T staff and organization, who could hit the ground running. I have spent in my past several years at the T, so I'm familiar with the T, so I believe I can come in, get this ship righted so that when a new general manager is found, that person comes in and the organization is headed in the right direction.
You know, I have to say, somebody listening to this interview on the other end of the radio is going to say, wow, Frank DiPola is pretty confident.
Yeah, I've been told that before. I've been doing this for over 38 years. I've been involved with many successful projects in the Metro Boston area, the Boston Harbor Project, of course, the Callahan Rehab, the Fast 14, the Accelerated Bridge Program. I believe I have a resume of delivering big projects under pressure conditions, and so far they all seem to work, so I just intend to keep doing what I do.
As you know, there's another big shakeup in the news this morning. The head of Keolis, the company that runs commuter rail, is stepping down. As the interim head of the MBTA, you're going to have a very close relationship with Keolis and commuter rail. What's your reaction to that? Was it time, given the continuing problems that commuter rail is facing this winter?
I think Keolis had to make a change in their upper management because I think they had lost focus on the customer. And I think now what Keolis is doing is focusing on delivering their service. That is their primary objective.
So what do they need to do to restore customer confidence, do you think?
Well, I think what Keolis needs is consistency. The largest complaint we're getting is people just don't know where their train is. So we're going to focus. And in fact, I believe they're going to come up with some literature titled, Where's My Train? Whatever schedule they can roll out, they have to deliver that schedule reliably and consistently so that people know where their train is and when it's going to be there so that they can count on that for their daily use.
But isn't a bigger problem technical with equipment? They have a lot of old equipment, just like the T, that needs to be fixed or maybe even replaced in order to create reliability that'll last.
They do. One of the issues that they have is aging locomotives. As you probably know, the MBTA had already ordered 40 new locomotives. There was a delay in their delivery, which is unfortunate, but they are becoming available, and we're hoping to start bringing them on board and into the system over the next month or two.
All right, so back to the big picture, Frank DiPola. Are you then predicting a much better spring for the MBTA and commuter rail, and next winter, no problems like this winter?
I am.
Frank DiPola, the new interim general manager of the MBTA, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition today. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you for having me on.